terms of what's trending, a lot of little news stories. 21% of people admit they don't know the first names of their next door neighbors. And 40% don't even want to bother to ask. They'd go on and say, I'd rather go buy my own tool than meet somebody to borrow one.
No way. Really?
That tells you how insulated and isolated we are as a society with social media these days. Speaking of which, there are some generational divides. There are things that are considered, quote, normal nowadays that older people are 100% tired of seeing. The top three are kids playing on tablets that are with the volume turned up in public, poor spelling and grammar on public social media, and adults who think it's a good idea to run errands in pajamas.
I don't like that part. I don't like that part at all. Like, you're a grown person. At least put on a pair of sweatpants.
Put on some pants.
Sweatpants, joggers, leggings, you know.
You know what's funny about any of this stuff? I just don't let that stuff bother me. I just don't care.
Yeah.
You know, got to worry about you. I got enough going on. Got enough. You just saw him in Wonka. Now get ready for Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan in a Bob Dylan biopic that is currently in production. I didn't think I'd like that Wonka movie. It went bad. I thought that was pretty good. My kids loved it.
I heard it was really good. I heard it was a really good story.
Oprah Winfrey had her television special on weight loss last night. Ultimately, I don't know that we learned a whole lot necessarily, but I do think her goal was to change the stigma around obesity and to stop shaming people who have weight issues. Of course, she's been in the spotlight and said that she had weight issues for obviously 25 years, and people made fun of her on late night television almost every day for 20 years.
That would get tiring and hurtful.
If you're getting a lottery ticket, go ahead and grab two. We're getting near a $1 billion jackpot again. Mega Millions lottery tonight. Over $875 million is on the line. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Oh, I don't know. 10 or 15 minutes ago, we were talking about the eclipse. A lot of schools are off that day, and many of more have converted in the last couple weeks to taking the 8th Monday off, because a lot of them, the preceding week is spring break. And then they're touting here in the area. In fact, I think the only major school district that's going to school is still Fort Wayne Community. Well, which, who knows if that changes. Many think there's a liability because I think the peak of the eclipse, all 4 minutes and 28 seconds of it, which, by the way, ladies, is still plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get your joke. Move on.
that is the peak of, like, when school transit travel, like when kids are going home from school.
On the bus or so walking home. Yeah.
Right, or walking home, and they're worried about distracted drivers staring up at the sun and rear-ending buses and kids getting hit.
Yeah.
So at least that other people thought it was, and I still don't know all the science behind it. My father-in-law, who's in his 70s, sent everyone in the family a meme that you shouldn't film the eclipse with your iPhone, because even if you look at the eclipse through your iPhone, it's still as damaging as looking at it through your real pupil.
Wait,
I don't know if that's
what?
True or not.
Really?
I don't know. This is, you know how the internet works.
Have you ever seen the movie Ring?
Who cares if there's facts? Who knows? I know that there's several tiers of glasses. You're really supposed to have a welder's helmet to go look at this thing, and nobody has one. So we're going to go to stores and spend $2.78 on flimsy tissue paper thin lenses.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, that's as good enough as a welder's helmet. We'll go look in that. But we had a listener write in. Listener Rachel wrote, because Kat wanted to give away moon pies or something
like
that.
Moon pies.
And I said, well, it's a solar eclipse, not a lunar eclipse, if we want to get into the details. But Rachel writes in, well, why don't you guys just give away moon pies and Sunny Delight for the sun part of it?
That is a really, really good idea.
And I said, that's a great idea. And I greenlit that. And you...
I was like, why don't we give away sun chips?
And moon pies. And Sunny Delight.
And we'll also throw in the glasses.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
All right? Let's do that.
Why can't we get an eye care place to sponsor glasses we're giving them away?
That would be a great idea.
Right? Protect your eyes.
Yes.
For more than just the 4 minutes and 28 seconds today.
Of your life, yeah.
Hi, these glasses are brought to you by blank, blank, blank yeah. Optical.
Envision Optical.
Yeah, there you go. See? Yeah. All we did, see, guys, this is what I'm talking about.
Now, later on today, do we have like a brainstorming session to figure out when and how we're going to be giving away these solar eclipse glasses?
Pat, it's 2 weeks away. We've got plenty of time to figure all of this out.
Okay.
Why would we take the time? Let's just wait until the last minute.
Okay.
I'm sure it's going to all come together. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. I have a list of things that turned 50 this year. They are 50 years old. Some of them you'll be like, really? I'll just rattle them off here really quick. Many of these you have seen before. I'll give you an example. Post-it notes. Turned 50 this year. A guy accidentally invented a weak glue in 1968, but didn't know what to do with it. Then 6 years later, another guy wanted a way to bookmark pages in his hymnal book at church. And that, my friends, is how Post-its were born and have been around now for 50 years.
I don't think that they were originally called Post-it notes. I think they were called like peel and stick or something like that. It wasn't original Post-it notes.
Barcodes. 50 years this year.
Really? Only 50 years?
A guy from New Jersey named Joe Woodland came up with the idea and drew it in the sand while in vacationing in Florida.
Huh.
The first barcode was officially scanned June 26, 1974, and completely revolutionized inventory and shopping.
What did they do before then, I guess? Just type in some numbers?
I guess.
Without the barcode, you didn't scan it. You just probably typed in the number, like the SKU number.
Maybe, yeah. I guess.
Huh.
I mean, when you're only 40, I don't know.
You don't know.
Connect Four, Dungeons and Dragons, Bailey's Irish Cream all turned 50. Skittles turns 50.
Oh.
Skittles was invented in the United Kingdom in 1974, but didn't hit shelves in America until 1979. Dayquil turns 50 this year.
Did you say Dayquil?
Yes,
I did. Oh, my gosh. Or NyQuil?
NyQuil hit pharmacies 8 years earlier than Dayquil.
Really?
Dayquil finally landed in 1974. At the time, it was originally called Daycare. Get it? Like, take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But NyQuil was actually doing better in sales, so they went to Dayquil because they were manufactured by the same person.
Hmm.
Where are some of the other ones here? Meow Mix jingle is 50 years old. Do you see that?
Meow, 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 meow. Great. Now we're going to be humming that all day long.
50 years.
50.
That thing is today or this year. Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
Wow.
The Heimlich maneuver is also on the list, by the way. Henry Heimlich described it in an article in 1974 and started as a theory and turned out to work really, really well. Before that, the advice was to smack a choking person on the back over and over and over again. Obviously, the Heimlich maneuver has been more successful over the last 50 years. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Earlier in the show, we had Billie Eilish on. That it was part of the, you know, the normal rotation of songs. And here's our Oscar, the one that she won. That was What Was I Made For, you know, from the Barbie movie. Let me familiarize yourself with the song really quick here. You guys get this, right?
I used to float, now I just fall down. I used
And so I was just, I just discovered this week, and I apologize if I'm too late to the hip party. I can imagine middle school and high school kids just being annoyed that I just discovered recently the YouTube channel entitled There, I Ruined It, which takes popular songs and makes them, well, for example, turns the Billie Eilish song into this. And I can't stop laughing. I feel like I'm in middle school when I play this.
Is that a balloon?
It's a balloon.
That's funny.
Turns out it's a big one. There's a lot of air here.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's not talent.
That's That's really That's pretty good, actually.
That's really not bad.
I mean, there you gotta squeeze it tight and then push more air to get it higher.
Then somebody sent me this later on this morning. It is, let me see if I can find it here. I just, is it right here? Okay, yes. It is YouTube channel, There I Ruined It, redid Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back as if it was performed in today's world by Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, cause you noticed that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough.
Oh my.
Deep in the jeans.
Oh my.
She's wearing. What you gonna do with all that junk?
Yeah, that's right.
All that junk inside that trunk.
That's amazing how great that sounds.
I'ma get you drunk.
You know, poetry is poetry, man.
Uh-huh.
Love drunk off my home. What you gonna do with all that ass inside that jeans? Gonna make you scream.
Wow.
My home.
That's everybody. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you need.
That actually sounds
pretty good.
It's not bad.
Is it better than the balloon?
No, I still like the balloon.
You still like the Billie Eilish balloon?
Yes.
All right, one more real quick.
All right.
Just for you, Kat.
Thanks.
Then we're out of here. I don't know if there's things in life you want to be good at, but that. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJR. Thanks for hanging out with us. So this was mentioned on the Today Show yesterday with Jenna Bush and Hoda. Mm-hmm. You know how they do like the 15th hour of the Today Show and they turn it into like girls just sort of talking?
Yeah.
And that's good. I think the more natural, it's great. I think every now and again they stumble on something interesting. But Jenna Bush had something yesterday that I would love if we could get some feedback on. From listeners, other women. On the show yesterday, Jenna and Hoda were discussing what to do when a female friend flirts with your husband or longtime boyfriend. Jenna goes on to say, who's been married to her husband, Henry, for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
They started dating when Jenna was in the White House, when her dad was president.
Right, okay.
Okay? So they've been together for a long time. Jenna goes on to say she likes it, finds it attractive when other women flirt with her husband. Now, let me tell you, I find that to be very, very honest.
Yeah.
That is not a topic that national conversation happens. That's like shock jock radio sort of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, here you go.
Do y'all like that?
Why did y'all just make
someone pawing all over your husband?
Yeah.
It's like, ew, yuck.
This may be weird, but sometimes I like it when people flirt with him.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I'm just like, baby girl still got it. Because I know I'm very secure in our relationship. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you are.
She goes on to say, here she goes, I find it attractive. Here's the quote.
But what if he were like flirting back with the girl?
If it's a very small amount, I find it attractive.
Yeah, but if it's a lot, you'll be upset.
He wouldn't do it a lot.
Okay.
Huh.
She finds it attractive
when he
flirts with other people in front of her.
Well, I mean, in front of her is probably better than behind her back.
Well, you know,
and hiding
that's
it.
True.
And also, that's she's true. Probably never had her husband like pursue that other person either.
Right.
Because if she had, she would not be okay with that at all.
Right. But I think she likes the banter. She likes that other people find what she has desirable.
And that, you know what? I could see that in a public situation, but once it goes private and you're deleting those messages,
right, it is all private.
I mean, I can kind of see what she's saying if it's all on the up and up and it's all out in the open. But once it goes privately, then you got a major problem with it.
Okay.
So she must have never had her husband take it privately. But otherwise, I think she'd feel different.
I can't imagine friends of my wife flirting with me in front of my wife.
Yeah?
I can't imagine.
You think that's a little disrespectful.
Right.
But if they're really good friends of yours, or they're within your social circle, not a stranger.
Right.
I'm not talking about a stranger walking
up. I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, the reverse wouldn't work for me. Like, I couldn't go up to one of my buddy's wives.
And
flirt with her in front of my buddy.
And in front of Mel.
Or in front of him and be like, you're welcome. I think I just set the mood. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that would never happen for me.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go up and make your wife make me another drink and you wait. I mean, what is that? Who does that?
No.
Kat had a bonding moment with her son yesterday.
Hmm.
We talked about this a little earlier on our show as well. We also have a Facebook post. Kat's 14-year-old son accidentally yesterday, picking him up from school, stumbled across Kat's YouTube search history. What did he discover, Kat?
Well, it was something very adult content that probably was inappropriate and not for somebody that's of the age 14.
I wouldn't use the word probably. I would say very
inappropriate.
Kat was researching.
Hey! Yeah, I was researching something on YouTube that me and my girlfriend were talking about earlier that day. So I was like, I wonder if that is true. And I looked it up on YouTube. It was adult content.
It was adult themed for sure, involving romantic techniques.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My question, though, is did you get the answer to the question that you were searching for online yesterday?
You know what? I don't really remember.
I mean, does YouTube have the answer to that?
Yeah, I mean, they talk about different things. I've
never gone to YouTube for that advice.
Well, it's better than reading an article. I'm more of a visual person. So, anyway, he stumbles across it. It's like looking at my YouTube, search history. And he's like, Mom! And
so when that moment happens, and by the way, it wasn't super private. They were also picking up like a neighbor boy.
Yeah, we were picking up a neighbor boy and taking him home. So that's fun.
Can I just ask for maybe since your kids are older, I will be in a similar situation.
Oh,
one
I think
day.
You probably will. I mean, I know I'm not the only parent that has, searched something online and then their kids get a hold of the phone and find something embarrassing and point it out. And so, I just kind of like I kind of like panicked in that situation. I'm like, oh my gosh. I probably wouldn't have panicked as much if it was just me and my son.
Right.
But there was another kid in the back seat and I was just like mortified. And so I panicked and I was like, that wasn't my search. I didn't do that.
Somebody needed the internet. And lucky for me, son, I was willing to share with them my YouTube account.
My phone.
That they could get the answer to this very adult and very private.
Now, come on. Search. You make it. I thought they bought it.
They bought that. You're like, these people were wandering the world looking for the proper techniques on these adult searches. And luckily, you...
I blamed it on a coworker.
Oh, my God.
I did.
Hang on. Am I taking the heat on this?
No, not you. Another female coworker. No,
I don't want your kids walking around your school going, you won't believe
what Andy
my mom's
Beckman.
Coworker was searching for on YouTube. Don't you pin this on me.
No, I'm not. I wouldn't do that to you.
I don't know.
It's not something
next
that...
time we get together at some, I don't know, potluck or, bring your coworker
barbecue.
To yeah, family coworker day. Sam gives me a funny look, and then I'll know why.
Yeah.
Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. We're getting ready to play our popular four-question game called Things
you should know.
Up for grabs again. Kat, can you explain in the meantime while you're doing that? Listeners can call in at 260-467-9500.
We're giving you a free car entry into the Indiana State Fairgrounds for their solar eclipse event that is going to be taking place on Monday, April 8th. You can have up to 8 people in your car, and everybody in the car is going to receive a free pair of eclipse sunglasses.
There you go. So if you're looking to party, Indianapolis is having a big one, and we're getting you in on. If at any point along the way you beef an answer, we go to the next caller on the line. Who's ever on the line that successfully answers the fourth question will win. Plus, there's bragging rights. It's Andy and Kat. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Margarita.
All right.
Oh, Margarita.
That's really your name, right?
Yeah, swear.
That's her name.
Your parents
might have been booze. Drinking that night.
All right. We understand how you came to be. All right. Got it. All right, Margarita. Here we go. Question 1 of 4. It is alcohol related, so I'm glad you called in. Question number 1. What is the main alcohol in a pina colada?
Oh, crap.
Can we just change it to what's the main alcohol in a margarita?
No, I think she knows that one.
Okay.
3 seconds.
Come on, Margarita. I'm rooting for you, girl.
2.
Oh,
no.
Doggone it.
How many margaritas do you know? I mean, do you think she's ever used the pickup line, do you want to drink me? I don't know. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Trisha.
Trisha.
Hi, Trisha.
All right, question 1 of 4. Here we go. What is the main alcohol in a pina colada, Trisha?
I don't know.
Guess one.
I'm going to go with rum.
Rum!
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, our bell broke.
Congratulations.
Yeah, there we go.
What a guess. Oh, that's okay. Fantastic.
Yay.
Yeah. Trust
rum.
Trust your gut, Trisha. Trust it. Trust it. All right, okay. Question 2 of 4. Finish this famous movie quote from the movie Godfather. Here we go. I'm going to make him an offer. He can't what?
Refuse.
Refuse is right. There we go.
Yeah. See? 2 down, 2 to go.
This one. All right. This one's nerdy. It's real nerdy. Don't overthink it. What is the square root of 36?
Oh, gosh, Andy.
I know. 6 is exactly
six,
right.
6, yay!
Yes, that's right. All right.
Trust look at you. You were ready to throw in the towel on the first guess, and look at you now.
I got to be honest with you.
I definitely feel smarter today.
Yeah, your confidence has grown from question 1 to 4.
Yeah, it really has.
All right, here we go. Bring it home. This way, the segment doesn't go longer. Here we go. On the television show The Office, what is the name of the paper company that they all worked for?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you know this. You know this.
I don't know.
All right. You ready? Come on. Just say it.
I'm just going to say, I don't know. Paper
3 seconds. 2.
Paperweight. I don't know.
The paperweight is not right.
No. Sorry.
This is what happens on the game.
Yeah.
Someone will do the heavy lifting, and then we go to the next caller on the line. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Oh, no. Did they hang up? Oh, quitter.
Andy and Kat, hola. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, look at that voice. You feel that? Who is this? Good morning.
This is Thomas.
All right, Thomas, bring it home. We are on our final question. Question 4 of 4. Trisha did all the heavy lifting. She got you to this point, but she beefed the question that you can hopefully answer for the win. On the television show The Office, what is the name of the paper company they all worked at?
Dunder Mifflin.
It's exactly right.
Thomas, good job. Good job, Thomas.
All right, Thomas,
thank you.
You're By the way, did you know the square root of 36?
Yeah, I knew all the questions.
Okay.
Okay, good, good.
Because winners win.
That's right. Congratulations, Thomas. You're going to go to that eclipse party in the Indianapolis State Fairgrounds.
It's Andy and Kat. Latest episode there of Things
You Should Know. Andy and Kat on Magic 95.1.